Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about magic, happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing, but it was better than I imagined. Drastic action, to you we was just practice. Sadness, masking, hated you with a passion. Petty, granted, baby, I didn't cap it, cause it was better than I imagined. On his deep words, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one else, cause it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined. Trust me, love me, know I could never make you stay true. Hate to say it, but it's too late, my expectations solo you can't relate to. Baby, but I don't blame you. Baby, you was the one I always escaped to. Stay to a patient, maybe I'm just afraid to call you. Need you to tell me if it's okay too. Is it okay? I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one.
Get a flight, I lost my phone, and I'm calling you from the hotel phone. I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realize you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember?
hear the mountain get it for what it's worth. For me to hear it, I like to
brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Maybe Mississippi or Alabama. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I lay you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim. Higher and higher, finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth. Up against my brown skin, need some every now and then. Oh, yeah. Skin so brown, lips so round, baby, how can I be down? Beautiful mahogany, you make me feel like a queen.
You make me
that thing you do that makes me wanna get next to you, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine.
One day, I'm gonna understand.
My belly overwhelmed by what I
this crazy circumstance. I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the door surely come to life for you, my friend, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through on your life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that it gets so great, is only one God could create. And I'm reminded every time I see your face that the God.
Let me see if these toes is ready to do some things. Hold on.
Yeah.
Toes got it, baby. The toes got it.
Yo, man, you sound better with the toes than it do with the fingers, bro.
The fingers, right?
Yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You did a little extra ring-ting up in that joint. Yo. Ladies and gentlemen, on the electric space guitar is the one and only La Perla Negra. What it do, La Perla Negra? Mm-hmm.
What it do? How y'all
hey,
doing?
Hey, what it do?
What's up, for mm-hmm. real? Y'all waiting on that guitar?
Yeah. Oh, it gets me every time. That was a different song this time, though, but hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this does something to my system, poetic, yo.
Yeah, man, I hear it.
It's just something about that daggone guitar. I don't know if it's the electric part or the guitar part, but it just touches my system, and if you wasn't ready, you got to be ready. It's almost like a short cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying a short cup of coffee.
It's a short cup.
Yeah. So short how you guys been, man? Did you have
pretty
a prosperous week? What is today? Oh, we just starting the week off.
We're
talking about did you have a prosperous week,
bro? We just.
I feel like Monday is the last day of the week for real. Oh, good God Almighty, it's Monday, y'all. We got to do everything over again one more time. So might as well start it off with some electricity. Go ahead, Pearlie.
Okay. I think we should rename Monday. No, I'm not going to do that.
No, what you
going
to do?
We're going to keep it. I mean, we should name it Make Me Moan Monday.
Oh, Snapple.
What? Oh, I might have
I
to change
so
my piece. Damn, I might have to change.
Yeah, me too.
y'all can take it any. Yeah. But you know, it's like for those of you that have a partner, you go home. You know what I mean? And you do things like you go and whisper in their ear, and if you get a little reaction out, you know, tell them something you remember. You know what I mean? And make them just go, you know, either one.
Oh, no.
You know, and you get points for that.
All right. I have officially changed my piece.
Why? Don't change your piece.
Make a moan Monday. Ooh.
If you can get 6 points making them moan, then you got to give them, you know, that big, good, good. Yeah, I'm gonna get
I might have to try it. Find me a girlfriend.
Is this something that you can do on your own? But some of us don't have partners.
I said for those of you who have partners. I mean, if you want to bring somebody home just to play that game, you know.
Nah, I ain't bring nobody home just to play that game.
No, I got to know the person if I'm going to play that game with them. I got to know the person.
All right. But when you finally get somebody, just keep that game in mind, okay?
I do have someone, but mostly on Wednesdays. What's today? Monday? Okay, I got to wait.
Yeah, today is Monday.
Yeah, you know, I date a Wednesday's child, you know what I mean? Baby.
Baby.
Yeah, we go scuba diving. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a Wednesday. There you go.
Yeah. You know what? I had something to start off with as a topic, but you know what? I completely forgot what in the hell it was completely about.
See what Don Yelden did? You see what she done did? Take a moan Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we had to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take me another shot at this E and J.
I'm sipping some chocolate wine.
Oh, stop!
Yes. That chocolate wine is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
That chocolate wine.
Lord.
Hey, I love that chocolate wine. Brother J. Rob, the wise son, treated me and Miss Danielle to when he came to Philadelphia. That is some good stuff. That is some good. I mean, it do something to your inoids. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, nice. Especially when you take a little teeny sliver of sweet potato pie and then you take
a sip of
the chocolate wine.
I'm kind of weird. I have to warm up my sweet potato pie and slap some butter pecan ice cream on.
You're starting trouble, bro. Let me tell you something. Miss Curly beat me to it because I was going to say that. That's the way we tasted it, and that's the way I will always have it. When you got that chocolate wine, it doesn't have to be, you know, a holiday for you to have some sweet potato pie, ladies and gentlemen.
It does not.
Make it
I love sweet
a holiday.
Pie.
You get yourself some sweet potato pie. Get you a bottle of chocolate wine. Find your favorite flavor. Just find your favorite flavor. Now, I'm like poetic. I would love to heat that up, but even warm and room temperature. But better yet, if you heat that thing up, when you bite into that slice of pie, or if you use a fork because you're fancy like that, whichever way, when you put that sweet potato pie in your mouth and you take a sip of that chocolate wine, it's this thing that goes through your whole body, the flavor, the smell, and the taste of it all. It's like having a Scooby snack. I'm telling you. I forgot that other dog. What's the other dog name when he hugs himself all the way up to the ceiling?
Marmaduke?
No, it wasn't Marmaduke, babe. No, it wasn't Marmaduke. He's too big. It's the dog that J. Robs always talks about. You know, it's the little dog.
He hugs himself. Oh, I know you're talking about.
Droopy the dog.
Yeah.
Droopy the dog. Droopy.
One of them. But, you know, I'll just stick with Scooby-Doo, because Scooby-Doo hugs himself all the way up to the top of the ceiling, too. But it's this feeling that you get. It's like ambrosia. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh, it warms you through. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? It got my man breast hard as a rock, if I may say.
It's got your boobs hard.
Yeah, just the nipple part. Just the nipple part. Oh, I'm telling you, try some of that. I wanted to talk about. She said something about Monday. Make a moan Monday.
Make a moan Monday.
You know what? Can we speak about moaning before we get into the program, y'all? Let's just have a little word on moaning. You know, which I would like to think that to moan is like to cats purring. I love moaning. Moaning is a good feeling. You know?
Moaning is good.
Moaning is a good feeling. Now, I think when I say moaning, the first thing that comes to people's mind is a sexual experience.
But
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just, that's because you're perverts, man. You're perverts out there.
It doesn't have to be a sexual experience.
First of all,
I didn't say it had to deny any of that.
I don't deny any of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling forthwith. Thank you.
Okay. All right. There's no need for forthwith here right now.
Yes, there is.
So listen,
yes, there is. You're going in right now.
It will be. Mm-hmm. It will be.
No, I didn't even take y'all where I was trying to go because this is what you guys do. You interrupt. You're rude and stuff like that. Let me finish my point. This is where I'm going, sir. Moaning. You could put a delectable piece of something that you really, really love in your mouth. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My God, yes. Make
and, okay, you talk, you know what I'm talking about now. Whether if you like pineapples, if you like pineapple juice, you like peaches, if you like the juice from it that tastes, but whatever it could be, candy, whatever, And it makes you moan like, my God. You know, it's like your spirit speaks. Something
just,
that you, that, that touches you.
It make me moan. When the bite into them and that just dribble down.
What are you talking about, Poetic? What does what?
Peaches. Peaches, you know.
Oh,
you
peaches.
Bite the peach.
Okay, I'm just keeping up. I love
juice.
I love peach pie. A nice, moist peach. Not too moist, though. That's that sloppy, nasty shit. I'm talking about some moisture when you bite into it and the flavor busts open in the back of your neck. This conversation don't sound too right, but y'all know what I'm talking about, those of you that are not perverts. For
it's
those
not
of you
good
that are, you
if
know,
it ain't nasty and
yeah. When the flavor just busts open inside you, I think I can say yes.
Yeah,
but moan, something
like
that makes
that.
You moan. I want to know. Mm. I'm gonna ask you two, and then we're gonna get into some poetry. Mm. Name something that makes you moan, and it's not sexual. Starting with you, Miss Pearlie.
Something that makes me moan. Getting my feet done. Sitting back in that hot, having them down in that hot water and them bubbles, and they just massaging on. Cracking your toes and rubbing your thighs, and your calves. Well, not your thighs, but your calves. Yeah.
Okay,
and then looking at the work and the end result, I wasn't finished. And then looking at the end result, how pretty my toes look, how soft my feet
are.
Yes.
Okay. How much more time do you need?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I mean, you sound like you're about to sound like you was about to have a moan right there for a minute. Were you going to moan? Yes. You need more time, honey. Poetic, my brother.
Now, you know, so something that makes me moan. When I hear a song and I just forget the words, so then I moan the rest of it, it comes back to me.
Yeah, that was a good one, Poetic. I'm going to give it to you, man. That was a good one.
Bro,
I have moaned to music. I have moaned to music as if I was eating something that was very good. So, hey, were you finished? You need more time to finish that one up, Poetic?
No, I'm good. I don't need that much time.
Okay, well, some of us need time.
Right, I don't need that much time. No.
Okay. I would say, I'm just going to name one thing. I mean, there's a lot that could make a brother moan that isn't sexual. One would be, this is not my greatest one, but I'm going to say while eating some butter almond ice cream.
I thought you just said no food, though, bro.
No, I didn't say food. I said no sexuality involved, nothing sexual.
Well, you're cheating again.
No, I said nothing sexual. That's all I said.
You just started talking about food already. Me and Danielle didn't bring nothing up about food. We said something totally different. And you just
because y'all on a different. I didn't. Well, the show is recorded. There's no problem with you going back. Y'all do this every week. Y'all do this every week. Y'all don't pay attention, you young people.
We do pay attention.
You know, you're not
umbrella.
You didn't. The listeners heard me say nothing sexual.
I heard you say nothing sexual, bro, but listen here.
I never spoke about food, bro. I just said something that makes you moan that isn't sexual.
We spent the whole show talking about sweet potato pie, peaches, peach color.
Mm-hmm. Did we speak about butter pecan ice cream?
We talked about butter pecan ice cream. We did. We talked about food.
That's something that makes me moan, bro.
Yeah. So one would think that you would go ahead and do something other than food. But seeing as though you love food the way you do, we should have known.
What about a certain smell? How about that?
Vanilla.
I tend
does
to
it
stay
me.
Away from smells.
Vanilla does it for me.
Vanilla,
okay, I'll tell you this. The smell of butter pecan ice cream does it for me. How about that shit? How about that? Now you talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're at the Soul Cafe. Press one if you like to be heard. Press one if you like to be heard. We're going to go into some poetry right after this.
So
touch of jazz. Eliminate all previous senses of touch you've ever known. While I place my hand on your lower back to own your next syncopated round of orgasms. While I kiss and lick your neck and open some tantric shattering chasms, I want to dwell in your moisture chalice. Move heaven and hell as we breathe in a sexual palace. Wet my eyes with the tears of your wetness as we orchestrate an intergalactic tune with lusciousness. Let's make a touch of jazz. And even though I love the way pineapples taste, I enjoy tasting them in your sweet secretions that erupt from below your waist. While I consume my palate with your sweet golden honey, like nectar flowing in a river in Egypt, and we crave each other's touch upon touch, combined with the mixing of pheromones so much that our scents turn us on and into animals. Stealing fucks like smooth criminals, let's make a touch of jazz. I told you to forget any other touch you've ever known, so mine can be sown. Rather embedded into your deoxyribonucleic acid. So when you touch you, you feel me making your pussy cravings valid. My genetic makeup will cure your honey drip and drip. Cause when you cream upon my beard and just a little drips down onto you, and you take your finger just to taste you off of me, and my dick gets bigger. Let's make a touch of jazz. Cause that's some kinky sexy shit that turns me on. So baby, you've been warned. My touch is one that will fuck your mind, body, and soul. And you'll sound like silk when you let me make you lose control. And the sonic sound will have you leaving the door open, screaming aloud, ooh, pen of my climatic strokes. This man of this tantric touch ain't no joke. I'll look at you and say you're my mahogany as I physically snatch your soul. Waiting for your gushing explosion from your wop is my goal. You'll be thinking, damn. What did I do to him? And I am just his erotic sensual touch muse. But it will only be his touch I choose. Let's make a touch of jazz. In peace.
With thoughts so blunt in their eyes of how they thought her fit for a good time in the fact is why she remained picky. It wasn't that she had any carnal luck. It wasn't that she had any carnal luck or desires. She just valued connection, none of which she had with any of them. She cherished feelings and energy. Her friends and colleagues gestured about how she refused to settle until she found her mate and how she made peace with the possibility that it may never happen. But they'll never understand why she felt this way. It was simply because of years of being taken for granted and being used throughout failed relationships. So she remained peacefully contented through her fantasies. Did she have? This is one of her favorites. The conversation between their skin took place within the tall grass under the sun, far away from gossiping mouths and judgmental eyes. Songs of birds and water of the river bank flowing downstream hid their voices and gentle moans of pleasure. This union was more than a connection of unpredictable, lustful hunger. It was a protected, passionate love, streaming through every touch, and they began again and finished until their bodies went limp. He lay comfortably upon her bosom, with their fingers entwined. Warm winds blanketed them through a deep slumber. She loved him, but only her heart whispered it, and that's their peace.
That it would be everything to me, that fresh breath blown into me that gave new life to me. Love said that I wouldn't need eyes to see it. Love said that I would know it by its careless whispers and ears prepared to hear it. Longing song, wanting symphony, yet still I be haunted by heartache's unwanted melody on a constant repeat haunting me. Love's a mirage, this intangible thing hard to see. Its visual escapes me, elusive, slippery. In the mirror, the tears of a clown painted on, staring back at me. Big red nose, honk, honk. Funny love can be. Love can also be silly. I find it painful mostly. Love said that I would be there, that it would be there for me. Once plentiful, now there's nothing but poverty. Wasn't worth the arrow Cupid shot into me. The tears of a clown forever reminds me how funny love can be when no one's laughing, really. Just smiling to hide behind the shame and agony. Synonymous love and misery. Synonymous they be, huh? Ain't that funny? I've often wondered why willows weep, weeping willows, dandies lying, violets, blue skies, gray, sometimes blue too. The rose so beautiful, but roses die too. It's all seasonal. so is happiness. So if you're in possession of it under the spell of its magic, enjoy it while you have it before love sings its songs of fantasies and shit that'll never happen. Life's a circus, and painted on are the tears of a clown. Tears of a clown. Life giggles. An inside joke unshared. The wounded are ticklish. What the fuck is so funny? Life giggles a sweet and succulent piece. Sugary. Yet to me, it's inside joke. It's an inside joke unshared because no one's laughing around here. This place holds no one who cares. Feelings are kept someplace over there. Somewhere elsewhere, kept to self, all about self. So many are selfish, the wounded are ticklish, waiting on love and to be tickled. They long to giggle. Uncaring are those with the nose up, unblemished, full of shit, masquerading dummies, hypocrites. What the fuck is so funny? I find this humorous, this, as they run down. The streams cascade, water falling down the face of the brokenhearted. These are the tears of a clown, tears of a clown. Again, you're at the Soul Cafe. This be your boy, For Real, the poet, Shabba-da-doo-da-da. And I'm up in here in the building with the one and only Poetic and Miss Pearly Negras. What it do?
Hey, hey.
What it do?
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, what it do? What it do? Great, great, great poetry, my brother, my sister. Very, very, very splendid. Poetic. Do you? Would you? Did you need? You need a napkin or towel or something over there, bro?
Oh no, I'm good, bro.
I do.
Okay, cool. Keep it dry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we know you always do, Miss Pearly. We call Miss Pearly the, you know, if she was a fruit, she'd be a watermelon, okay? Baby, baby. So,
baby, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very juicy, very juicy. Hey, so we're going to go to the call line, y'all. We ain't going to mess around this evening. Y'all ain't getting caught up in y'all shenanigans tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, but I didn't want to commend
you
on your poetry. Your poetry was outstanding. Hey, man, this is nothing but sadness. My piece is full of sadness.
That's all right.
It was melancholy,
yeah,
but it was beautiful as well. I mean, synonymous, love and misery kept itself.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I was reading somebody's somebody sent me an inbox. I'm reading. You know, I have an issue, and I just want to bring this in before we bring that next dynamic poet in here. I'm trying to get used to seeing, if you can understand what I'm saying. Seeing. S-E-E-I-N-G. I've been wearing contact lens, for those who, some might know, for about maybe a month and a half or something like that. And I see very clearly with them. But the vision it gives me is for distance. I can see, once things I couldn't see from a distance, I can see them really, really good now. So I have to wear reading glasses on top of the contact if I am to read anything close up. You know what I'm saying? For to see things close up, I have to have these reading glasses on over top of the contact lens, which gives me a different view that I'm used to from reading my notes on my phone. So I'm not accustomed to it. I'm not too comfortable with it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's a shame that you have to get used to having good vision. You know what I mean? But, that throws me off in the delivery of my poems when I'm trying to stay on the line. I'm used to being blind and having the phone, like, maybe 4 inches away from my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, mm-hmm. that throws me off a little bit. So I have to get more comfortable with that. Hey, we're about to open up the floodgates to some poetry. I know you've been waiting. I want to thank you guys for being patient. For those who would care to be heard on this program on tonight, press 1 on your handset, and we'll get you right on over here, or continue to listen in. Either way, coming up first on the mic, y'all, is the one and only C-Double-34 Music. What it do, my brethren?
C-Double.
Hello. Is that the new words for this week, shenanigans and melancholy?
Yes, it is. How did you know?
Yes.
How did you know?
Because, you know, you could create a bar with that name. I think it would work.
Shenanigans and melancholy? Yeah, they kind of fit.
It does fit.
Go in a bar one way, come out another.
right. Go in a bar in melancholy, come out with the shenanigans.
Oh, yes, definitely. And for real.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about singing. I would love to hear you sing the Beretta theme song, you know, Keep Your Eye on the Sparrow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I only know, let me see, On the Sparrow. That's the only part I know. I can't remember the rest.
Yes. I will. Yeah, you definitely would fit that. Most definitely.
Okay. Yay. So why'd you say that?
It's just your tone, your inflection. Ooh, that's a big word.
Okay.
Inflections. Okay.
Don't talk.
That's scary.
I can deal with that, though. It's only three syllables. But you're getting close. You're getting close to be pointed. You're about to be pointed, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to be on this show.
Hey, good, thank you, CW, man. Hey, how's work, man? How's work?
Well, work is fine. It's calmed down. I'm just trying not to be Dr. Phil to somebody. And, you know, we're playing tennis right now where
okay.
where they're talking and I'm deleting. Let's put it like that.
Oh, okay. Oh. So you're not hitting back. You're just deleting.
No.
Waiting for
no.
the reserve.
No, the stress level cannot be going up anymore.
Oh, all righty. That sounds like that sounds like a wonderful evening, bro.
Oh, yes, it's a wonderful evening. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I can feel the enjoyment. The excitement oozes through your skin.
Oh, yes. Goosebumps, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So, bro, listen, man. We are waiting patiently for to hear your expression, you know, your groove, your vibe. Before you get into your groove and your vibe and your piece, you know, you picked something specifically. And I want to ask you, why such a piece? Why this piece? Why was this piece chosen?
It's historic, biographical, and it was there. That's it.
Okay. That yeah, because it was there, answers. Hey, well, look, the mic is yours, my brother.
Thank you. This piece is called Poet's Keeper. Am I what the title says? Am I, as I'm writing this, my poet's keeper? Back in the 90s, 911 meant emergency sex on my beeper. The girl I was sleeping with gave me a pager, Motorola, a precursor, predecessor to the GPS. I was hypnotized when she revealed her breast, thanks for the mammaries. Very titillating, placed under many a witchcraft spells locked in manipulations. Got a used car in my name with supposed to be low monthly payments. She didn't have no license to drive, but the sex was so amazing. In that decade, I must have been crazy, falling in fornication, especially for someone out of the nightclub, and I was buzzed drunk, trying to erase my failure as a husband. Got married too young, wasn't ready for better or worse. Still feeling regretful. I think I've said enough. I don't keep poets, at least past their bedtimes. I've read lines compelling, intertwined with interesting, sensual, transforming, revolutionary, rebellious, revealing, alarming, humorous, and sometimes musical, tear-jerking, emotional. The next noise you'll hear is, oh, I'm past of a community with no fear. We're immune to this. We prune and shear trees of life and knowledge as we abolish those who copy our thoughts as imposters. Without pre-programmed college honorary doctorates, we scholars watching who's following these messages, being impressed by our pens, wielding them like swords. Our weapons are rhythmic sentences. Hold on. Sent by spiritual entities, cooking by chefs winning recipes, am I my poet's keeper? Yes. And this medicine keeps calling me. Like a drug epidemic, and I've checked into rehab. I was bull tripping. And you know this, man. That's that piece.
Yeah, that's a. Dope, my brother. Dope. For me, there's a couple of things that stuck out in this piece for me. Yielding my pen like a sword. That's powerful. That is a powerful metaphor in this piece. And then
the poetry, man, it's just calling me. It's just calling me. What am I supposed to do? It's just calling me. I can't. It's just calling me. Well, my name is Pookie. Because it's just calling me.
Man, I'll sit your $5 ass down before I make
you. Right. right.
Oh, man. Whew. La Perla Negra.
Yeah. That one particular line, yeah, wielding my pen like a sword. And you said our weapons are what? What was that?
Rhythmic sentences.
Mm. Rhythmic sentences. Yes, that's pretty hot. I'm talking about how they steal from us and have been doing it. I love these conscious pieces that wake people up, that touch nerves and they're thought-provoking, all of that. That was pretty deep. I like that. For real? Did you teach yourself?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was muted, though. I was taken back by when he first opened up the thing. I was laughing at some of the word usage when he was like, memories, you know, and titillating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, and I like the way that you spaced them and put just enough space and punctuation in them where they stood out, you know what I'm saying, so that we can catch them, man. That was dope, man. That was a dope piece, man. What can I say?
Thank you.
That was one of
them C-double-34
music pieces. I enjoyed it, man. Hey, thanks for bringing it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank y'all for all having me.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you know what it is, man. Hey, we're going to sit you back there on the chair of, what is it, Danielle?
Make a Moan Monday.
Ooh.
Oh, speaking of that, you had a question earlier about, other than sex, what makes me moan?
Yes, what would that be?
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Donuts.
Yo.
Oh my God.
Yo. I ain't got nothing for you, bro. Do they have to have the hole in the middle, bro?
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, no. You guys have to print it.
What in the hell is that?
Ooh, what?
One name.
Blog Talk on her.
Blog
Talk on her Mexican.
You could let that play, too.
Hey, I don't know who that is. Whoa. Hey, well, look, man. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of Make a Moan Monday, all right?
All right, will do. Thank you. One love,
hey,
one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic, my brother. All righty. You just heard from C-double-34 Music, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bring up the next caller who happens to be Jeff.
But that's what Melinda's talking about, them girls that look like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the girls that look just like that.
What they look like? I want to know what they look like.
Come on, Just Jay, finish it, man.
Right?
Yeah, I see that part. I'm just talking about.
Look at him.
He's going to come back.
What part are you seeing, Jay? What part are you seeing? Tell me.
She look like a man.
She look like a man.
Oh, hello?
Man, bro, what she going to look like a man? This is kind of what
they look like.
What
they look
like, Jay? She looking like a man. She looking like a man.
She looking like a man. Not Miss Twine.
It was trying to say, come on, cut it out. Y'all quit playing.
Not Miss Twine. I like Miss Twine. look like a man.
Look like a man. Man. Oh, Van.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
You know Red Fox, don't you? I mean, poets. Poetic. Poetic.
Oh, there you go. Hey,
like,
what's up, bro?
Red Fox. You remember that joke he had told? He told about the nudist family, and he said they were sitting at the table getting something to eat, and the boy just jumped up, and he reached over, and he grabbed some dressing and slapped it down on the plate. And then his mama said, "You need to talk to him about that." And the father said, "What about his manners?" She said, "Nah, about what he drugged through that potato salad." But that reminded me of what the activity that was going on last week. Enough said about that, man. Love your peace, bro. Danielle, you are sitting in the pocket. The pocket is getting bigger. I mean, just wiggle. Just wiggle. Nice piece. That was really nice. You were sitting in the pocket real nice. I be watching for that for the good poets on how long it take them to sit in the seat of their own piece, sit in that pocket, and be comfortable with it. You jumped in there. You was riding that, sis.
Thank you.
For real? Man.
It's your baby.
Bro, your piece was crazy, man. You the dude that let me know that, like, all right, it don't matter how bad you look when you do a love piece, just go ahead and do your piece. Bro, you really laid it all out there for everything, man. You didn't care who was watching. You laid it out there, man.
Hey, well, thank you. Well, thank you, bro. You know, that's what we do.
Man, you know what? I was actually cheering for your pain, man. That was crazy, dude.
Hey, thank you. You think I put enough pain in there? I think I can put more pain in that piece.
Not
a
problem.
It needs to have a little bit more pain. I want people to feel sorry for that clown. The clown that is
right.
Us, that one that's inside of us. Each of us have that in us. You know what I'm saying?
And it's
in
the love,
type
the love.
Of moments. You know? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's that piece,
love.
Man.
Oh, that
yeah,
piece so
fools.
Hard. Hey, for
so
real,
thanks.
You know what, man? I was the first person to do that. Y'all read the pieces. Man, the only thing better than the first is the next, bro. Bro, whenever
yeah.
you're ready to go ahead, let us read your pieces, man. I already got the piece that I want to read of yours.
Oh, really?
It was... Damn, man, it was that piece that you was talking about, like, I don't even want to hit words that rhyme with Cupid. And you was talking
really?
To your family members, and they was talking to you about love and the rest of that, and you was like, I don't want to hit.
Really? Really?
Well, take your heart and run with it. Break it.
Damn.
I want
okay.
that piece, bro.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. What do y'all want to tell them? You want to tell them poetic?
That someone's already got that piece?
No. When we're going to do that.
It's going to be next week, Jay. Next week.
Oh, wow.
Next week. So you better get ready.
How am I get ready with the only piece that I knew a little bit about? I'm going to have to work with you.
Hey, do you have the lyrics?
I got the recording of it.
All right, hit me up after the show, bro.
You ain't got it. It's going to cost you $50. $50 off the fairway. But I really
yeah.
want it. 100.
Yeah, because I gotta find that piece that you're talking about. So I need a few more words because I have written many pieces with Cupid in them, either cussing
right.
Cupid out, mostly cussing Cupid out. I don't think I've ever thanked Cupid in any of my pieces.
Cupid got the business
for what he has done in my life. But so I'll get those words over to you though, so that you can become accustomed to.
Now I send it over
and,
to you.
All righty then, man. So I'll get with you after the program.
Yes, sir.
All right. So in the meantime and in between time, bro, what did you bring for us? As a matter of fact, like I asked C-Double-34, the piece that you brought with us, what made you pick that piece in particularly?
You know what? I wrote it for an elite poet, and I want to go ahead and do it tonight. I wrote it in his voice, too. I can't hit the ranges quit playing.
Here we go.
The call is always right, man. Quit playing.
All right. I ain't say nothing. All right, look. Hey. The mic is yours, my brother.
Thank you, sir. There's a crystal clarity to love. When love is pure, love can cure a heart of ill-gotten grooves that it received in the course of trusting, in the course of lusting, landing softly or crashing and combusting. Love can be like a gem, a diamond of the highest quality. It is something too rich for me to have not. For you see, this is my dirge about how I in love with love and will make excuses for her, take abuses from her, colluded with her and ran ruses for her. Oh, how I drank from the slipper of her, drinking a tall chalice of her delectable nectar as I fondly reminisce how I wish I had never smelled her. How I wish I had never helped her. How I wish I had never held her close to my chest just so she could infect me by injecting me with this insatiable hunger, this lingering longing of wanting to be, longing to her. And she simply spurns my advances. But I will not give up. I shall track her, place wanted posters of her, and pursue love as a bounty hunter pounding the pavement like a master metal worker, beating iron from its ore, encasing my core, making a finely crafted shell for my heart, so that I may brave the fury of her blast furnace and reach my hand deep into the flames and seize love gently by the tips of her fingers, enduring her burning heat until our bodies are fused as alloy, being refined in her forge as my luggage is melted away and the impurities in my fat are evaporated, leaving the lean man that you see before you today, recharging me to the full, transforming me to a man who accepts love's labor as a joyful slave and who leaves his heart open wide and unprotected, enduring the pain of being singed by love's flames. And she shoves me away, pulling her bolt from her quiver. Surely, tonight she intends the overkill, bending her bow at me in malice. Because love had taken aim, and like a pluck from a violin string, her arrow flies, piercing my chest and, but I live to tell the tale of love's warrior, gladiator, in peace. Oh, be quiet.
All right,
Jack.
My bro. Okay. Tell Jackie what's up. Yo, that was sappy.
Hey, man. I got that from
that
you.
That was sappy.
I learned it
I know
from
you did.
You.
I know you was going to say that. I knew you was going to say that. Let me start off with Miss Pearly. What did you think of that piece?
I love that piece. Jay, I'm very much a fan of yours. I love to listen to you recite your pieces. And that one particular line, how I wish I'd never smelled her.
Yeah.
That did it for me. That did it for me. What kind of woman was she? What kind of spell did she have on you to make you say something like that? Feel that way.
It was the whole Cupid thing. It was just the love. It wasn't actually no person, or it was a composite of everybody, and including in my life and just stuff I seen.
Well, it lingered, and it made a difference.
Mm.
Yeah, man. This is the second time I'm hearing this piece, and I dug it the first time, and this time, you know, because there's a line in there that reminds me of me when you said, "In love with love," and
right.
This is a serious piece, man, because you cover a broad range of topics in this one piece, and the way that you put it all together. I remember listening to it the first time, and then this time I was listening for something different. And the same thing that Danielle said about the scent, you wish you never smelled her, bruh. That's some messed up headspace to be in, to say you wish you never smelled a woman like
that. All right, that's still me, you in love.
Yeah, that's whew, my God. Yeah.
That's a bad situation to be still in love and it's acting up.
Yeah, because smells linger, man. They stick to you.
Yes.
Even years later, you'd be like,
"Well, it smells like my God. Where's she at? Where's she at?" for real.
There you go with that table again. Look at that boy going through that potato salad.
Oh man.
My. I'm going to just say this. I don't know what y'all laughing at right now because this is a serious moment. This is what I'm saying. My man said making excuses for her love, wish that I never smelt her, lingering longer of wanting to be with her. Place wanted posters and pursuing her, putting a bounty on her, refined in her forge, recharge me to full. Yet she shunned me away. Love had taken aim, piercing my chest. Fucking Cupid. Ain't that a bitch?
That's crazy how you do that, man. Because you were just like pulling, like boop boop. You're pulling bricks out and just dropping them where you wanted them to be.
Yeah. Hey, that's what you do, man. That's some of the pieces that I heard from there that stuck with me right there. Very very dramatical, sappy piece. Heartbroken in some instances in there, but all wound up. You know, it's all love entangled up in there. And that's what love does.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think we spoke of that in the beginning of the program, and even in the piece which I delivered. Although I spoke about tears of a clown, you know, it's that if it wasn't for love, you know what I mean? Wouldn't have been
right
about that. You know what I mean? So
ain't nothing like
of the
being
pain,
in love, but love don't love nobody.
Yeah. That's right. Regardless of the pain, love remains. At the end of the day. So, man, thank you for that piece and thank you for the performance. See, because,
yes,
you know, you gave us more than just a piece. You gave us a performance. Woo, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry, y'all. Cat jumped up on my bed, and I wasn't ready. Yeah, you know,
now.
The thing is, I don't own a cat. That's the funny part about it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Cat now.
Yeah, my son is my son's cat, and the cat only comes in my room if my son comes in my room, and so I wasn't ready. My son just left out the room, but the cat, and he's looking at me. I take a picture of this cat looking at me like she knew she scared the shit out of me. But sorry about that. She knows she scared the hell out of me.
But hey, man, dynamic piece, man. Thank you for, like I said, the three-dimensional performance that you gave to us, and I appreciate that because most people simply don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You gave us an all-around performance, so thank you, my brother. So we're going to sit you back there on the chair, moan and make a moan Monday. So get yourself together, vibrate higher, my brother. One love,
one mic.
Baby, baby, take your socks off. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Jess. Yay. We're going to keep things moving. Poetic. Miss Pearly, how y'all doing? Y'all all right in there?
Doing good, man.
I'm good.
Doing all right.
You know, we made it pretty good. No, there was no deductions tonight. No smart mouth sashing
none of that. There was none of that.
Stabbing in the back. Well, none of that yet. Not yet. We still got time, though.
You say yet. Does it have to go left like that? It doesn't have to go that way.
Well, it never fails. You know what I'm saying? It never fails. We're going to open
it's
up the
time for everything.
To the one and only J-Rob, the wise shun. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, my brethren.
Family, good evening.
Hey.
How y'all making out? Salutations.
Or how you making out, man?
Today's a great day, man.
J-Rob, the wise shun.
My big brother, Poetic. I understand what it is. What's going on, family? And to the lady of the building, Danielle, how
hey,
are you,
hey,
love?
I'm great.
And to
I'm great.
Yes, you
I
are. And to my big brother, the for real the poet. How are you, family?
Hey, Shabadoo. What's going on, J-Rob, the wise shun? The one with the big
Shamalama
ding What's going
dong.
On, Ruskin?
Good. I ain't complaining
Amen.
About a whole lot, man.
Amen. That's a wonderful thing, man. I love it, the energy, man, that you possess. I feel it across the miles, man. The positivity is ripe.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad you can, man, because today is a great day to be alive, and I'm looking to a whole lot more. So, and what better way to start my week than to being on this show with all three of you?
Hey, well, thank you. Mr. Rob.
Yes, sir.
If I may call you, Mr. Rob. I've never called you that before, Mr. Rob.
Permission granted, even though Mr. Rob would be considered my dad, but go ahead.
Well, thank you. Question of the evening seems to be, bro, have you ever, wait a minute, how did we phrase the question? Somebody help me.
What makes you moan? It could be a smell or a taste,
other than
smell,
sex.
A sound. Yeah, other than
oh.
that.
You would have to put that in there. What makes me moan is good food.
Okay.
Like you've seen the picture that I posted me cooking and whatnot. Good food and a good wine can definitely make me lean back and go,
Is there a food specifically that when ingested into the mouth of the human, you, that makes you? Something specific, a fruit.
Yes.
Something.
Well, it's two things. There is a cold or room temperature ripe mango.
Mm.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If it's not a mango, one of my favorite dishes is Tibetan salmon. That's the one that I put the pictures up of. Tibetan salmon
mm-hmm.
with West African, preferably from Ghana, jollof rice.
Oh,
Jesus Christ! It has to be from Ghana to make you.
It
moan?
Has to be it. It has
it's
to,
delicious.
Bro. It has to be from Ghana. So much. Dig this. This tastes so phenomenal that the next time I'm in Philly, I'm cooking this for y'all.
Okay.
Real rip.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bake the pie. I'm gonna bake the sweet potato pie while I'm here. Matter of fact, no, not even the sweet potato pie. I'm gonna make a bread pudding while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming down there. I'm gonna do this jollof rice, and y'all gonna taste this salmon. I'm gonna sit back and watch y'all and tell me if I'm wrong.
Oh my God, Lord!
He definitely trying to make y'all.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. So Jay, Mr. Rob, we spoke about the sweet potato pie and the chocolate wine earlier in the program, bro.
Before I got here. Okay, cool. I got a sip of chocolate wine for you next turnaround.
Ooh.
I'm all about that.
Just the memory of that chocolate wine, it does something to me, to my innards.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. If you've never tasted chocolate wine, I had the absolute pleasure of sitting with my brother and one of my sisters, and we sat down and just vibed like family, cut into that pie, and had a sip of this chocolate wine, and it was like a party in your mouth. It was incredible.
It was absolutely incredible.
I will definitely post chocolate wine in the event page, but y'all got to wait till I bring this. Y'all going to be like, you know what? J-Rob's a different kind of animal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming early in the day so we can get this cooking thing on. So it's going to be dope.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm looking forward to that, man. I'm going to hold you to it.
Please do. We're gonna have a blast. And thank you for letting me smoke a cigar in your crib, man. I appreciate you for that.
Hey, man, no problem, man. You know, it was a couple of I had noticed after the party ended that there were several pieces of raw links missing. Raw links, ladies and gentlemen, get yourself a pair. You got yours? I got mine. Yeah, so there were a couple of pair of raw links missing, but I didn't say anything about that, you know, since I gave it to y'all. But you got me drunk, then you know what I'm saying, then I showed them my raw links collection. Always show the raw links collection before you start drinking. That's what you do.
That's the key.
And they were beautiful pieces, too.
For someone special, and the special people were there, and they left with them, and it was my pleasure. So listen, Mr. Rob J.
Yes, sir.
Why, son?
Here it is.
You brought something with it. You said me? I, Schmiegel. So you brought something here tonight. And I just wanted to know and ask you before you bought that one piece, bro, you bought it for a reason. Now, why did you pick that particular piece?
I was juggling between which piece to bring because my pen has been scribbling on its own. And when I'm waking up in the morning, I'm like, I don't believe this shit is written in my handwriting. So there's a couple of new pieces that I've just inked, like literally. Like the ice cream piece that's on my Facebook page, this is all fresh, brand new ink.
So if I can make it that your answer was that you have been leaking in your sleep.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
My pen has been having wet dreams.
Yes. I heard Danielle moan, too. I heard her when you said that.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, man. My pen has been having wet dreams coming up with fantastic poetry, so I'm kind of blessed.
So my bro, still I'm trying to tell you right now, I've had a couple of shots of E&J, so I'm a little bit late with my responses. But the mic is yours, my brother.
Let's get it, man. This is brand new. First time spitting this on any show. This piece is called I Really Wasn't Eating Her Pussy.
Oh.
You see, before she and I slithered along the softness of a 3,000-count stitch sheet fantasy and committed another sin, my lips said, baby, come here and let me begin. I wasn't kissing her. I was telling her lips a secret. I wasn't kissing her neck from behind. I was licking her jugular vein and softly breathing on her sensitive spot, a place where her sensory might not feel familiar before she knew what was about to hit her. I wasn't touching her in places that most men won't, while leaving very naughty, dirty mental notes, the type that makes you bite your lips at the thought of it after reading it and made her soak and wet just remembering it. And I wasn't kissing her breasts. I was nursing on the thoughts of 1,000 loves that are yet to be born and softly sucking on the nipples of her persistence. But I did kiss and lick on her yummy tummy while enjoying softly strum ahs and oohs, the perfect notes to my no-good naughty boy blues. And by the time I got to her waistline, I didn't waste time. I found that spot, that one that even made her fetish ticklish. And then I worked my way down, I mean far down, because I'm down, and I got to go down on her softly shaven haven and soft throbbing mound, where my need to feed took over and my hunger to taste her got heavier. And I wasn't eating her out. I was tasting every succulent morsel of her hairless tenderness until her mental orgasm caught up with her physical when she grabbed the sheets while heaving in dry, mounted heat. And as she tearfully begged for deeper erectile insertions with perfectly pretty painted toes that pointed to the ceiling while wearing red bottom heels that never came to the rescue because I wasn't finished tasting her yet, that's when I went back to work to finish what I started. That's why they say peaches may taste like peaches and plums don't need thumbs. So tell me, what is a good taste and kiss from your lips if I'm not using the length of my entire tongue? You tell me. I'll be back. That's that piece.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Shit.
Yo, something got caught up in Miss Pearly.
Oh. What? Hey, Rob. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I don't know what you and Van are on tonight, but y'all dog will stop. That's it. Go.
What happened? What did I do?
Y'all. You said stalking on the nipples of her what? What was that?
I said I was not kissing her breasts. I was nursing on the thoughts of 1,000 loves that were yet to be born and softly sucking on the nipples of her persistence.
Okay. Y'all, all right. Brilliant piece, first of all. I don't know what to call it, but that was really, really good. It was a hot, it was intelligent, it was just, oh my God. All right, I'm going to mute myself. Poetic, I got to do something. Poetic, go.
That's my bro right there, that's my bro right there. But J-Rab, you nasty, boy, you nasty. Boy, what are you doing?
I said nothing nasty.
All of it was nasty. All of it was nasty. But it was a dope piece, though. Dope.
3,000 count stitch sheets. That's all.
3,000 count. Man.
Listen, I didn't know how great sheets were until I actually laid down on sheets that had that kind of thread count and was like, okay, I got to stop living in the ghetto. This is crazy.
Yeah, dope, bro. Real the poet.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what? You know, I think both of you fellas have been drinking from the fountain of pervertus on tonight.
I said nothing perverted.
Mm-mm.
Just a pervertus.
There's some perverters. My man said he slippered 3,000 count bed sheets. He said, I wasn't kissing her. I was telling her lips a secret, leaving naughty notes, blues making her fetish ticklish. I wasn't eating her out. I was using the entire length of my tongue.
Oh, God.
Yo, a lot of things that she wasn't doing in that joint that that she was enjoying, my friend. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't me. At the end of the day, I like that piece, man. You know, the creativity that gave birth to that piece is where my thoughts are at right now. I can see you scribing that every stanza, the things that you were not doing, then you gave us what you were doing. Very, very creative, very poetic. I love the rhythm in it, and I love the candor, and I get the humor of it all, man. That was dope, man, three-dimensional, and you performed that before us all on this night, man. I thought that was dope, Jay.
Wow, man, thank you. Thank you.
I really did. I really, really did. Hey, before you run off, my brethren, let us know what you got going on over here at Epiphany Radio.
Let me tell y'all something. Everyone within the sound of my voice, allow me to present to some and introduce to others a dynamic duo of poets. We got this cat named Poetic. Real good dude. He rocked with this cat called Wise Son. Outstanding cat. Two brothers in poetry. Got a show called The Get Down on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Epiphany Radio Universe. Y'all do not want to miss this Thursday. Trust and believe. This is the last Thursday of July. And you know when it comes to the last Thursday of the month, shit gets real. So I'm asking all the poets, please, you want to tune in, do not miss Thursday night. It's the Get Down with Van Meadows, John Robinson, Poetic, Wise Son, 9 p.m. Don't miss it.
Yo, bro. I didn't mean to laugh, man, but it's like, man, you just got so much energy, bro. You just like, you know what I mean? You just got so much energy. I should ask you a simple question. You know what I mean, Miss Pearl? I asked the brother a simple question. That boy, he came with the energy of a million. You know what I mean? I just cracks up. Hey, Jay, I'm going to be there, man. I can't wait, bro.
Man.
I'm going to be there. I hope Poetic's there. I hope Poetic's there.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
You plan on being there? He might do the show by his damn self. He might be there. He might be doing the show an hour before time because he's so hyped right now. The show might be over before you get there, Poetic.
Right.
Van going to change. Yeah. We're going to be like, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Yeah.
I say one thing. Can I say one thing, please?
Yes, please.
J-Rob, you and Van got my inbox jumping. Y'all play too much.
Okay. How do I have your inbox jumping? I didn't
do
anything.
How we got your inbox jumping? We didn't do
y'all,
nothing. That's why
I know folks. That's why.
You know other perverts.
And they are not perverted in any way.
Mm-hmm.
They are. After tonight, they will be, though.
Well, can you tell me something that they said? Because I don't know.
Well,
yeah, what they saying? What they talk
person.
About?
One particular person says they think they're going to go to a convent now because they need help.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. Listening to those type of people have distorted them. Another one says,
go to a convent? It's fine. They can go to a convent. They can just call me Father.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not subscribing to that because I don't want you to go to a convent because I need you to call me daddy.
Oh God! You know what? I'm gonna need prayer.
J-Rod. I'm thinking about George Michael, father figure. Don't play. Don't play.
Some of y'all may be too young to know that. I'm not going to mention no name, but one particular individual says that they are discombobulated.
Let me be your father figure while you have those perfectly pretty painted pointed toes towards the ceiling while wearing red bottom shoes that never come to the rescue because I'm just not finished tasting her yet. Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Please,
and don't forget,
don't forget the
whips, the handcuffs, the feathers. Don't forget
that. Can y'all stop now, please?
That's for Van. The only thing I need is chocolate, Godiva syrup, and a ripe mango, because I got places to eat.
Okay, that was really tremendous. You guys really live in a fantasy. All I need is a fucking 2 minutes and a cup of butter pecan ice cream. That's it.
Bang. I'm with him.
Call
yeah.
it a day.
Here you go. 2 minutes, butter
pecan. Let's not make this any harder than it needs to be. 2 minutes and a fucking ice cream. Listen to her. You ain't tying nothing up on me. You ain't tying a damn thing down. So
I haven't even got a chance to use them.
Okay. Tell your little friends in your inbox to take a cold shower. Take a couple cold showers. That's what you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell them to hit my inbox and say hello.
Shower head.
Uh-huh.
Tell them to hit my inbox and say hello. Yeah.
That's what they need to be doing. Inbox my brothers.
And,
you know, cause,
hit my inbox.
Because Miss Pearlie ain't going to do nothing for y'all. So, my brother.
Yes, sir.
We got to get off this weed. Yo, man, thank you for bringing that dynamic piece. You have done your job well on tonight at the Soul Cafe where we chill.
Thank you,
and
sir.
It was dope, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
it
you,
was
sir.
What I expect of the one called the Wise Son.
Ashe. Ashe, ashe. Thank you.
Yes. One love, my brethren. Stay tuned, man.
And one mic,
sir.
You know I'm
saying. One love. Okay, you better hold on to your bridges. Hey, we're going to sit you down there on the chair of Make a Moan Monday.
Got you.
Very good. Very
good. One love. Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good one right there. That was a really good one. Yo, was you proud of me, Miss Pearlie, the way I said that? You was proud of me? Make a moan
no,
Monday.
It's
yeah.
Slow, it flowed so effortlessly. I love it.
No, I didn't even believe that. I didn't believe that I was the one that said it. Yeah, shout out to
awesome
Smeagol. You know what I want to do right now? I want to sing something to someone very near and dear and very special to me.
Okay.
You know, I want to go a little bit like this. Darling, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Penny. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to our sister, essentially Janice. And may there be many, many more. We love you.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh, that was so sweet. Oh, my God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's Penny, who's up in the online chat room. And Penny says, I'm a little tipsy, by the way. Yeah, you should be, darling. Enjoy your night. This is your night. And we hope you enjoyed your day. And that's that piece.
Y'all show some love though over there at the event page, the Facebook event page, where essentially Janice is holding things down on this groovy day. I'm not sure she's holding things down because she says she's a little tipsy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Another shout out goes to the great and wise promoter, T. Lachelle, the love of Smeagol's life. Yes. She's affectionately known around here as Miss Smeagol, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Hit up her inbox and congratulate her on the union between her and Smeagol. Hey, and that's that announcement for tonight, y'all. We're going to go to the next caller, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see who we have here. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have?
It's Gina Storm, and I'm feeling some type of way. I was mutated.
You scared the hell.
And the reason that it
was
that delay was, you said that my niece was in a relationship with Spiegel, and she ain't said nada to me. So I'm trying to figure out who the hell left the gate open.
You know what? Well, you know what? You know, your niece is a very, very private individual. Very mature woman of stature.
But I know where the bodies are buried. She ain't private with me. Oh. I felt some type of way.
Mm. Well, you know what? It's one body out there that you don't know about, girl. And Smeagol knocking that thing
I just
off.
Found out. Mm-hmm. Right. No, I'm going to call myself Monday again. I've been Monday before. I'll be Monday again because I see that this ain't working out.
Miss Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Monday scared the shit out of me when she came on the mic. Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was somebody that was going to say something about being fabulous. I was scared to death.
No. I'm trying to be a decent human. I feel like there's not enough people who know how to people.
So
I'm trying to be better.
Yeah, well, you know what? As a human, I'm going to allow my brother to ask you the question as a human. The question
okay.
that he asked
yes.
as a human.
As a human. Other than anything sexual, Gina Storm, what
okay.
else makes you moan?
Oh, this is easy. Food.
Mm.
When I eat something delicious, I have a foodgasm. Mm. That's what I'm going to put on my freestyle.
You what?
Got it.
Wait a minute now. Hold up. You got to ask her further. You go in deep on poetic. You've got to be specific.
No, I was waiting. That's your
surface.
Part to jump in. That's your part to jump in now. I done did my
okay,
part.
Okay, well, I'm jumping in.
Come on,
hey, you got to let me know when to jump in, though, bro. You got to let me know when to jump in. I don't want to jump
tag,
in.
Tag, you in. You in.
Okay, bam, I'm in. So, Miss Storm, let's be specific here because people want to know. People are listening. People are inquiring. People are in Miss Pearlie's inbox. What specific foods make you have a foodgasm? Gotta be specific.
Absolutely. Foods that are served at five-star restaurants that are cooked to perfection.
What? Now, listen, wait a minute, hold up. Are you saying the food has to be cooked at a five-star restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
You can only have a foodgasm if you eat a five-star restaurant. So
no.
Something that me or Van can cook will not do it for you.
Like home-cooked food from a home chef who knows what they do. Put they not just their foot, but their ass in a dish.
Mm.
I acknowledge
mm-hmm.
that. But if it's just your foot and not your ass, I can put my foot in anything that I cook. So if you just put your foot in, I'm not impressed. Your ass in it. Let's go.
No. Okay, I'm gonna let you know that everybody has a different thing going on. You know, see, because I'm playing like this. There's some foods
that
can be put in the human mouth that doesn't need to be prepared.
Okay,
that can do that.
So
that's what
we talking
at.
About pig rooted to
so
the
you're
tutor.
Bougie.
I don't eat all.
Yeah, you rooted to the tutor.
There's some
no,
things that, right. There's
pig.
Some things that I have cooked. I have cleaned, I have prepared and served for other people, but will never put in my own mouth.
Did you put cream in your mouth? Did you like, do you enjoy cream?
Wow. Cream?
Creamy
is it,
things.
Is it vitamin D? Is it packed with vitamins?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know about vitamins.
Will I be enriched, after consumption?
I'm just saying, some people like creamy things, like cream pie, pie filled with cream.
I don't have a sweet
whipped
tooth.
Cream.
So what I need
you
is
don't have a sweet tooth.
Like
fruit,
the things
no
that
fruit?
You like the things that you eat that are beneficial to your body. I like to get amino acids.
Well, do you like fruit?
I like to
do you
make
like
sure that I'm
things?
Eating clean and healthy.
Pineapples, peaches.
Pineapples are amazing. They make you taste good.
See, that's what I'm trying to go at. So there's some things that doesn't need to be prepared that comes from Mother Earth. Now, I'm just asking. Is there anything of nature that could be popped in your mouth that would cause you to lightly moan?
Yes. I went to college and I lived in Europe when my daughter was a toddler. And during that time, I traveled all over Europe. And if you've
mm-hmm.
never had delicious chocolate, you need to get it from Switzerland.
Ooh. I was just about to say chocolate.
Yes, God, yes.
I was just about to say chocolate.
I took my socks. I took my shoes and my socks off. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like I was barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Toes were wiggling. I was having a moment. I needed some privacy
mm-hmm.
when I had chocolate from a chocolatier in Switzerland. So,
yes.
you know, my life
mm-hmm.
is set up different, but
yes.
My palate is also
mm-hmm.
elevated. So when we're talking about things that people eat, that's not all people, because I ain't all people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the reality
yes, you are.
Is deliciousness, what I'm seeking.
Yes. Yes. Chocolate will do it. I've had some chocolate from England that I had to take my clothes off. As I ate it. Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh,
I'm
going to
be honest
you.
With you. European chocolate and American chocolate are just two whole different people.
Yes, they are.
When they come to
yes,
the States
they
and
are.
They visit the Hershey plant in Pennsylvania, you know what they feel like? They've been cheated. They
mm-hmm.
should. I went to
mm-hmm.
Ferrero Rocher in France. They bought Nestle in the States. There's a plant, Southern Illinois. I visited, frequented. I'm not, you know, I don't have a sweet tooth, but I love things that are made well. The chocolatiers there are doing something that's so fantastic, but they're not even making other things because Nestle was making like Laffy Taffy and other fruit flavored candy, and they stop.
Mm-hmm.
They're only making their chocolatier now. They're only making chocolate because they were purchased by a French chocolatier. And in my mind, it don't get no better. Like, the only
yes.
person that could have bought that other than them would be like Swiss Miss. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm
yes,
like,
yes, yes.
This is
yes.
nice. So, because my
yes,
face was like funny. But when you cook, it's hard for you to eat
mm-hmm.
people have prepared.
No.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I can't stand you.
You're getting me in a mystical way here. You're getting me in a mystical way here.
Pull yourself together.
Yes.
I still got to fit in the
Hey, yes, you do. You still have a piece to spit. But before you spit your piece, I'm going to tell you one other group of people make a fantastic chocolate that'll make
mm-hmm.
you hurt yourself, and that would be the French.
Yes.
They make a chocolate that is so light and delightful, and it's so
mm-hmm.
they give you tiny little pieces. That one little tiny piece that they give you, smaller than what can I say? Maybe under the size of a quarter.
Right.
A piece of chocolate.
do something for you that a large-ass Snickers could never do.
Life-changing.
It'll make you pee yourself. It'll make you pee yourself. I'm telling you, you ain't ready for it.
Look,
you're not ready for it.
You ain't said nothing but a word. I already know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if that's pee.
Yes. Well, that's enough of the chocolate shit and all that moaning. What we're going to do right now at this time, Miss Monday Night, is pass the mic to you and simply tell you that the mic is yours.
All right. I'm titling my freestyle tonight, Good Groceries. There was a time in my life when I would buy things that other people ate. There were things in my life that I had when I was a child I thought my child might like, but she grew up to hate. I realized that there were some things that should not be consumed by human beings. My palate elevated when I moved to Europe, you see. So there were things that I tasted that I never had previously, like a pizza made in Italy. There was an au jus that I had while I was eating a baguette in France that changed my whole circumstance. I remember when I had Frito pie in Oklahoma City when I was destined to marry my daughter's dad. I remember that there were things that I had in New Orleans, like a po' boy, that was so unique that it didn't match anything else that I ever had. I remember eating blue crab and lobster while in Baltimore, and some other times when I was living at a seashore. All I could say to myself was, this is the way that I'm supposed to eat. Every time I did, it did something to me. I'm talking about my toes would be standing up, pointing like I was a dancer and ballet was my craft. I feel the muscles in my body clench and release, as though I was a prisoner on death row, and this meal that I was consuming was my last. The only thing that I wanted to do was have food that tasted good to me and was plated well, too. I got to the point where I was so bougie when it came to my groceries that people would laugh at the choices that I made, and I didn't care. They were thinking that, you're African-American, but you act like your taste buds ain't there. I don't eat hot sauce. I don't use any of the seasonings that are flavors that include salt, like onion, garlic, and Lawry's. I don't even know what that's for. I know a lot of black people be thinking that white folks can't come to the picnic because they're going to put raisins or grapes in their potato salad. I don't do that. But I will tell you that my taste buds ain't average. The things that I eat are amazing. I have an advanced degree in eating things that make me feel some type of way sexually. And the only thing that I can do is put that on repeat. See, I am always ready, so I don't have to get ready. I stay ready. If I'm going to be eating lobster or crab or something that I need a gizmo, a cutter, a fork for, I bring it with me. It's in my bag. Please trust and believe. I'm not counting on a restaurant to have everything that I need, but what I want them to do is to feed my hunger that I have for good groceries. See, I can't be just eating any damn thing. I'm not going to be eating snouts and hooves and tails and chitlins. No, I call that safe food. And if anybody's listening, don't be offended, because as a black woman, all I can say is this for me. There's some things to me that just are not good groceries. I'm going to put that in my mouth when this person is eating whatever they can and they don't care the source. I'm talking about, I've seen pigs eat a boot. Is that something that I can eat? No, it don't compute. But the reality is this. I got a machine or a gizmo that I can make everything that I like to immediately. So when I'm at home, I like to flow. I go in the kitchen. I take out a sauce. I put in some extra virgin olive oil and a pat of butter. Then I saute some mushrooms with what I've already previously minced, garlic, some shallots, maybe perhaps some onion. I add that to an Alfredo sauce that I made, some four cheeses that I had, by the way. I melt them down with some heavy cream, and I make an Alfredo sauce. Do you know what I mean? And then I take the flour, and I make sure that I have the yeast and all the things that I need in between. I make breadsticks. I make garlic bread. I make my own pasta because, to me, there's nothing else that computes. It don't even make sense in my head. It's the wrong math. I like to eat well because my palate will only allow me to digest things that make me say, ooh-wee. Taking off my shoes, taking off my socks, rippling my toes. My middle got soft. I felt like my panties would have been kissed by my JJ if I had been wearing some on that particular day. But since I wasn't, I was going commando. This is the thing that I did. I pulled my sundress away from my bum because I didn't want it to get wet. I simply felt like the food that I ate was the groceries, and I had to moan. I did this piece because I'm Gina Storm, and my poetry comes off the dome. In this.
Oh, damn, ooh, that was Gina Storm spitting that thing like no other can. Poetic.
I don't know whether to be hungry or horny, so I'll just take both. But I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna tell you something.
Damn.
Tell you something.
My bad.
I'm gonna tell you something. She said some stuff in here. She said, "Listen, y'all." She said some stuff in here. But see, whenever I like to get close to my ancestors, Gina Storm, whenever I like to get close, I'm gonna eat me some chitlins with some hot sauce because I just want to be close. Not because
I'm not mad. I eat that bone.
Not because I can't, but because I can afford to.
There you go.
But you said something here about oh my God, there's a line where you say something about you eat what you want to eat, and they make you horny.
It does.
Something like
oh,
it has
oh,
to like
oh,
oh,
right. It
oh,
has to be
something
like I said. You can't get a food orgasm off of potted meat.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
And then she said she was going commando. She had to pull the sundress away from the vajayjay because she don't want it to get wet. Give me my Jell-O pudding, La Perla Negra.
Oh my God,
all right. All right. You know what? Gina, you went in on this piece. Yeah. I'm gonna go back to something that you said earlier about having a foodgasm to a 5-star restaurant. For me, if it's done right, I don't care where it comes from. It's gonna work for me. As far as chitlins, I'm a hog maw girl. I like something myself. And I give me some potato salad and some collard greens on the side, and I'm good. Trust me.
Right.
You went in on that piece. That's what's up.
Thank you, Poetic, and thank you, Danielle. And here's the thing. Y'all need to understand this. Like, sometimes I get sick if I order out or I eat in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I only want to eat it in restaurants, and this is me because I'm bougie. I like to see the food cooked in front of me. Like, if I can't see the kitchen, I can't eat there because I can't trust. And when you cook, it's different. And since COVID and things were shut down and all of my favorite restaurants were closed, you know, then they opened for the summer because you can eat on the patio or whatever, I will cautiously eventually go back to restaurants, but I'm really stuck in my ways when it comes to my palate. So I'm not feeding myself crap because my body reacts. And if I put myself in harm's way, shame on me. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I when I was a kid, I could eat Taco Bell. Oh, my God, I ain't been in Taco Bell so long, I don't remember what's on the menu. Like, I wouldn't know what to order. So it's a thing. Yeah, you get to a place where your taste buds grow up. And I'm not knocking anybody who eats all parts of the pig. I just simply, like I eat bacon and ham. But outside of that, not really. I rarely, if ever, eat pork. Like, I don't even hardly a pork chop. But when I eat neck bones, I eat beef neck bones because I think they have more meat. That's just me. Okay. But that's the in the, and I'm using air quotes, category of slave food. I'm very cautious about the things that I eat, and I'm going to tell you why. They ate that because they had to. We eat it because we want to. And if I don't want to, I eat. And that's it. Part. It's just that. It's a choice. It's a personal choice. But I have clean. Look at La Pollo Negra. Look, I can make you a plate you wouldn't even know that I didn't eat them. Same thing with you, man, with the chitlins. My ex-husband and my dad used to be like, clean them to perfection. They were amazing. They were tender and good. And you know what I was thinking? We all have taste buds that allow us to eat things that other people wouldn't eat. And for real.
Girl.
Come on, Mom, what's the plan?
Girl, you is going in, ain't you? Let me tell you something. Because
look,
I come from a long line
chair.
Of
Smeagles. I don't know what y'all calling it tonight, but I'm about to run to that chair. I can see it right now.
Yeah, you're about to go up in there because you're just killing me right now. Let me tell you something, girl. Because I come from a long line of Smeagles, right? You know, my full name is Smarf Barf Smeagol III. The best food I require and I get the most delight from that food in the dark, complete darkness. Mm. You never know what the lack of light does to the taste buds. Have you ever had dinner, just the two of you, on satin sheets? Shaking it back, boom, boom, bang.
Sliding
I've never
all over the damn place.
Yeah. But I was between said and cheese.
Oh, see, now you got a sweet tooth. Shiving your baby.
Look, hold on.
You're nasty, Gina.
I was on the plate. I'm just saying.
You was on the plate. Okay, that's enough. All right.
Oh, no. Miss
Storm.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Miss Tennessee Gina, put some hot sauce on it. Put some hot sauce on it. Yeah. All right, Miss. Miss Storm. Yeah. You get to sit on the chair of Magical Monday. What is it called again? I forgot.
No, make a moan.
I'm about to
call,
race
okay, out. Last Monday. I will call it last Monday because you got me all in the future. I'm trying to tell you. Well, Miss Storm, we want to thank you for bringing that delicious, delicious freestyle piece to us on this night. You really touched our membranes with that. All right? All right, then. One love, one mic, my love. Stick around for a little bit.
Oh, I'm here for
you. All righty then. All right, where is she at? Miss Storm just put it in tonight, didn't she, boys and girls? Later. Hey, so poetic, somebody say something to me. Somebody say something to me.
Something to you.
Something to you.
Thank you. You're a smart mouth, little boy.
I call forthwith.
Hey, you know. Hey, do you know that you know you can tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
How?
Do you know that? Well, you have to wait a little while. See you later. You have to swing it later in a little while.
You just have to pay attention to whether or not you're going to see him later or in a while.
All right. It just come across. Yes, it don't sound as funny as it used to be. Man messed it up. Poetic, you messed it up, bro. Forthwith. On essentially Shawnee's birthday of all days.
You messed it up.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen,
We are about to pick up our friggin' pens tonight. I have some phrases for your black asses that will taste better than molasses. Woo! Neo Soul, grab yourself a bowl, y'all. Get ready to pick your pens up. Who will join us on this night? Will it be Miss Curly Negras? Will it be Jess J? Is Jess J still in the building? J Rob the White Son is in the building. Poetic is in the building, opening the mics to the pinners. What we call them up? The picker of the pins uppers. The pick your pin uppers or something like that.
The quicker picker pin uppers.
Yeah, the picker pin.
It's a pen picker upper. There you go. The pen picker upper.
The quicker picker.
I think
picker,
I said that.
Pen picker upper.
I think I said that. So listen, as I doll up the phrases, I have something special for you, picker pens or pecker pucker Peters. I'm gonna just call y'all Peters.
I'm gonna
take a few Peters.
Oh, wait, did you say penis? Pick your penis up. All right, check this out. All righty then.
Wait, I can have a penis?
Ooh, wait a minute. This is Gina again. Okay, stop.
I'm just asking.
Okay. 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 Gina, I'm not doing this. Okay, listen, y'all. What we got here is called gangster love. Gangster love is the title of this piece that you will write. I'm going to give you some words. Yeah, you will receive some words and a phrase, or phrases and a word, or phrases, or just words. You must write a piece about gangster love. And the first word in the phrase is thug. T-H-U-G, thug. The second word is robbery. The second word is robbery. The third word and or phrase is criminally insane. And the fourth and final words are grand theft. Grand theft.
So give the phrases one more time, sir.
Yes. We're writing about gangster love. Thug is the first word. Robbery is the second word. Criminally, Miss Pearlie, criminally, I say, insane.
Y'all cut it out. Y'all cut it out.
Whatever, y'all.
Yeah, some of us know what we're
talking
about.
I like to call shenanigans on Poetic. He got help over there. Somebody's over there helping him with something right now. I'm telling you right now. He keep on saying the last word of everything they say.
Okay. Grand theft is the fourth. So we have thug, robbery, criminally insane, and grand theft. Pick up your pen.
Out of your way, as it falls, you
From the bottom with Miss Storm. The mic is yours.
All right, hold on. Let me go to my notebook. It says, Gangsta Love with a Thug was a robbery because it was criminally insane. It was grand theft. I hate that I thought that you could help. I wanted to help you, but this simply wasn't thought. It was gangster love that you provide. I used to run and hide, but the thug in you wouldn't allow it. I tried to be in and out like a robbery, not knowing that you were criminally insane. That part boggles my brain. You are one of a kind. Good and head wrapped me in confusion. Silly me, falling for gangster love with the thug who had a talented tongue because I was on one. And then I took off my socks.
Oh, damn. All righty then. Let's move on up to J-Rob, the wise son.
Let's see. Sweetheart, you are the best. You are the thug that stole my heart like a grand theft robbery. Got me going criminally insane for you, even though you stole my heart. Just another love-soaked stolen heart looking for you. And that's their piece.
Okay. All right, J-Rob, the wise son. Yes, Jay.
She was a thug, but that didn't bother me. Fair exchange, always exact change, no robbery. Criminally insane body, boy, she was a hottie. Bigger beans than Scotty, bodacious potty. She played scratch offs in lottery. Kept a 40 warm for me. If I'm in trouble, she's flying the sortie. And kept that thing between her breasts for the occasional grand theft. She kept it back, sexy hood trophy. In peace.
Oh, damn. Let's go with Poetic.
All right. Okay, here we go. Somewhere along the lines of her love turned me into a thug. Going on grand theft larceny, searching for her hug. My boys thought I was criminally insane, trying to figure out if these gloves would fit again. If OJ got away with murder, I can get away with kidnapping and robbery of her, just so I could tie her up in my personal handcuffs and put my hands where her eyes can see with some other stuff, like whips and chains, candles and ibuprofen for her migraines, because tonight her safe word will be baby gangster love on me. Just so I can say, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. My criminal background was nothing till I tasted her love and found I would kill just to keep it. Anybody's throat I'd slit, and my 6'4 Impala going to the gangster gala. In peace.
All right.
Damn.
La Perla Negra.
All right. He's my thug. Throughout our sprees of robbery, they tried to call us criminally insane, but I'm just insane for him. Charged with grand theft auto and a whole slew of crimes. My gangster love is the best. It's unmatched, and I will ride with him to the ends of the earth. If given the chance to do over again, thing I would change is I'd go harder for my thug. My gangster love.
All right. Gangster love.
She know that guy for real.
Gangster love. Robbed. She robbed me, took my heart, love left me. See, because she was a thug. And what she did was grand theft larceny. The love that she gave can be classified psychotic, criminally insane, the love making bodies under the bed, mine on the bed, head shriveled, limp, robbed of its fluid. Her thug love made her do it. Gangster love. She left my heart chained, and all that I could hear was the echoes of the bang, shebang, shebang. Gangster love. In peace. Yo, some of y'all is real nasty. Some of y'all need to come from out of yourselves. I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to call anyone cheaters, but there is a person specifically, and you know who you are. But I'm not going to call forthwith. I'm going to come with the next round of phrases. And here we are. Okay. Here we are. Okay, you guys should like this one. Some of y'all are sappy. Ooh, no, wait a minute.
Okay, here we go. Phrase number one is she or he, depending on who you are and your preference. She or he painted me. Painted me. Phrase two, unblemished, beautiful colors. Unblemished, beautiful colors. Number three, loves, that's loves, L-O-V-E-S, A-H, A-H, rainbow. Loves
wait,
a rainbow.
Oh, loves a rainbow, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. It should be
instead of a rainbow.
Loves our rainbow. Loves our rainbow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Awkward. All right.
Pronounce Some of us that are truly black would say a rainbow.
Yeah, loves a rainbow, but okay.
Yeah,
J-Rob,
brown
stop
skin
cringing.
People would say
stop
brown
cringing.
Bro.
Stop cringing, bro. I'm with you. Stop cringing.
Paint me.
Is this the fourth line?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're about to have a long song.
Mm-mm. 2 minutes.
No, 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 no. You can,
me.
No.
It's taking me 2 minutes to write this.
Right.
Is that painted
me.
Or paint?
Paint me.
Paint me. Okay. All right.
Okay. He painted me. Unblemished, beautiful color, our rainbow, and paint me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Two, you will have
this
two.
One got a name?
No name.
Okay, no name. Mm.
Pick up your pens.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same. Abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. Lucifer was all around me. So I kept running until I found my safe haven. I was trying to convince myself the stripes I got, making myself realize where my foundation was.
In the room, and I run.
While my loved ones was fighting a continuous war back in the city, I was entering a new one. A war that was based on apartheid and discrimination.
Hey, hey. You're at the Soul Cafe at Tiffany Radio, ha, baby. Baby, baby. Come in here and take off those socks.
Take your seat, please. And follow.
Gracious, what a devil of a noise is this.
Technical
side. NM is a language spoken in every part of the world.
Enjoy yourself.
Hi.
Hip-hop rapper, how do you like that?
USA.
tuned in to.
Thank you.
Say you really love me, darling. Cause I really love you, baby. Oh, I really love you, darling. Say you really love me, baby. Say you really love me, darling. Cause I really love you, baby. Oh, I really love you, darling. Say you really love me, baby. Say you really love me, darling. Oh, cause I really love you, baby. Show me love you, darling.
Rob's still writing. Somebody's writing. I think it's me. Okay, so we're going to start from the top. I'm going to tell y'all the truth about this one right here. I couldn't get into this one. It was me. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into this one, y'all. I couldn't find nothing, no place to go. First of all, something was going on with the music. I think that was Miss Pearlie's fault. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat me some cherries. We're going to start with Miss Pearlie.
Pineapple.
Miss Pearlie, right. What do you got?
All right. With brush in hand and easel under his arm, he painted me with his presence in the brightest, unblemished, beautiful colors. He would always say before picking up brush to stroke the canvas, love, rainbow. I would ask him what that meant, and he simply put it, he wanted to paint me how he tasted me. That's where the came from. That I'm the in his love's rainbow. I wish that I could see the actual unblemished, beautiful colors, but since I couldn't even envision his vision, I just enjoyed letting him paint me.
Okay. That was beautiful. Poetic. Yeah.
Love's a rainbow. Love's a rainbow. I can't believe she painted me in these unblemished, beautiful colors, me. She wanted to paint me. She wanted to paint me. All my flaws and imperfections combined with the hues of my broken intentions, just so she could have this painting, a painting that would tell a story while the paint was dripping. The forever masterpiece of heartache shows how intently she paid attention to my heartache. She told me to mix in some more colors so she could discover just how beautiful my soul is. And when she's done, she will be his. Hoping he could accept her point of view of him with stitches and glue, holding him together. But she needed to see what he sees forever. Because she'll wait and just wait until her brush is left with no color. And he beholds her in peace.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
There. Thank you.
Let's see. Jess J.
Paint me when love's a rainbow, full of unblemished, beautiful colors. Erase the memory of how she tainted me. Bring my vision to 2020 again. Give me your lenses so that I too can have vision, unblemished.
Your aroma has my olfactories on steroids. You get me high. So I eat your dominoes to avoid the noise. Only a dream comes to a dreamer, says Freud. Even in my dreams, you sleep your back next to my frame, bringing vigor to the lane. And glad you could come. Netflix and chill so we can do as we will. You're having this, baby, no need for a pill. Baby, I'm the real deal. A classic like plastic, spastic tribbling. Make the electricity fantastic. In peace.
Okay, my brother. Okay, my brother. J-Rob, the wise son. J-Rob, the wise son.
My bad. My bad. My bad. She painted me with dripping love notes that resembles unmitigated, unblemished, beautiful colors that loves a rainbow and made the sun jealous yet at the same time. And all I had to say to her was, paint me with your pen and let the world know what color your vision is. And the flavor tears that drip from your eyes overcome with happiness, because from here I can see Kente rainbows in those eyes. And that's that piece.
Okay. Okay. Gina Storm. Storm.
Oh, snap. I'm sorry. I was on mute. My bad. Okay, here I come. Let's see. Gotta go to my notebook. Blah, blah, blah. It's not real long, so I'll be able to be in and out like a robbery. My piece. Okay. Gangster love, drug, robbery, criminally insane, and grand theft were the words that were given to me. And I hate that I thought that you could help. I wanted to help you. And that simply wasn't a possibility. To that gangster love that you provide, to run and hide. But that thug that you are, made me believe that you wouldn't allow it. So I tried to be in and out like a robbery, but you wouldn't have it. So not knowing that you were criminally insane boggles my mind. You're one of a kind. Good, thick, and head wrapped in confusion, silly me, falling in gangster love with a thug with a talented tongue. I was on one. Then I took my socks off next. In peace.
I'm going to have to call forthwith on you, Gina. I'm going to have to call forthwith. You did every phrase from the last phrase.
Right.
That
my bad. That's the way
nothing.
My brain is set up.
Yeah, I see that. Anybody
so
want to tune in on that?
I freestyled the hell out of that.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with the phrase that we was writing on, but
thank you, Larry.
You know what I mean?
Call me on it. Don't let me slide.
All right. I ain't going
to
mess with you no further,
right.
But
once she said thug, I knew it was over. But listen, okay, this is mine. I couldn't do it, y'all, but so I'm going to give you what I wrote anyway. She painted me the Millie. She painted me the many colors of love's passions with a brush dipped in lustful splendor. She herself displaying unblemished beautiful colors that radiated and left trails of cascading, amusing, and scents that perfumed the nostrils, teasing my senses, sensual, love's rainbow. And she painted me uniquely, fingers touching me lightly, etching me as she captures me on canvas. My likeness she's captured, my heart forever, as if that matters. It doesn't. Yet love paints me. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think so at first.
All these people.
I didn't think so
absolutely
at first.
Exquisite. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, thanks, gang, for hanging in there on tonight. It was some great pieces, Ron. There was a couple cheating. I'm going to leave y'all. I'll let y'all cheat tonight. I let a couple of people go through. There's some forthwith I will call after the show because I won't want to call them now because people get attitudes. Some of y'all get anger, and some of y'all know who I'm talking about.
Danielle.
My friend. Poetic, can you quickly give us the Epiphany Radio rundown?
Whew, 2 minutes and testing me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, join us Tuesday night for War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night, the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, 10 p.m., y'all, is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy, y'all, with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the one, the only, Mr. Metaphoria. And then Monday night, y'all, we'll be right back here with the CEO himself in the Soul Cafe for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, essentially Johnny's of the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. For real. Back to you.
Thank you, Van. Hey, babies. It was a great night of poetry. I want to thank y'all for chilling with us and taking y'all socks off up in the building. Once again, happy birthday to you, Essentially Johnny's. Baby, we love you, girl. Touch a rose and steal its color because you're beautiful, just as beautiful.
Wow.
Danielle, write that down for me, Danielle. Hey, Lick, listen. We're going to see y'all next week. Matter of fact, we catch y'all tomorrow, y'all, with some more hobby shit. Bacon and eggs, everybody. Y'all have a good night. Baby, baby.
Been through more than a little bit, been through more than a little bit, but I ain't calling no names out, no, no free promotion, nah, I ain't late, I don't do due dates, no sneak diss, no sneak shit, that's just how I was raised, had to get it out of soil, I've been down, I've been loyal, when you really hold it down, niggas ain't he really down for ya, oh no, what a shame, 10 years in a game, niggas like you ain't hot, you ain't pop, yes, up with you and yay. Promotions, if it ain't about blessings, I can't even address it. I just bought my third house, no album out, and I got a mask. What do she do? I do everything, I move everything. Put that on my wedding ring, put that on my baby name. All these fake smiles, these 6 months just came from a dentist. I can tell it ain't genuine, I get so offended.
Trust them to it, be the ones you look up to.